This is Detective John Smith, ID number 2569. It's November 14th, 5th, and 6th. It's approximately 2010 hours. And I'm here on Los Feliz, across from the incident. The incident location is... And I'm here with Engine 31's crew, and I'm interviewing right now a fire control worker, Mike. He was assigned to Station 31 on the engine. His normal station is Camp 1 in Oxnard, and he'll later provide me with a phone number for that facility there. But Mike, if is this all correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, Mike? Okay, and if you could, tell me tonight what happened up until talking to me now, starting with the call you received here tonight.
We were on a previous incident, TC on the freeway, when we got this. We were just clearing that call when we got this call. We were ordered to stage. There we staged, and we got clearance to come into the scene. We came into the scene. I jumped off the rig and started walking towards the patient. I was ordered to go get a backboard. I walked back to the engine. I grabbed one of the cadets to come help me, and we got a backboard, and we went over to the patient, and there I helped set up the backboard, and after that, I started getting an IV ready, and then I just waited till next, when the paramedic asked for the IV, I gave them the IV, and that was pretty much it of what I did, what I observed. Noticed a bullet entrance wound in the upper, maybe right shoulder, and they flipped him. They checked for an exit wound. There was no exit wound. That was the only shot that I saw. When they stripped him of his clothing, they found a gun on his right hip. It was in the inside of the jeans. That was pretty much kind of what I observed.
Okay. When you responded to this call tonight, do you know what type of call the dispatch put out?
Yes, it was a gunshot victim.
Okay, gunshot victim here, this address that I gave?
Yes, sir.
All right. And when you got on scene and you're assisting basically the care of the victim, did you notice anything unusual about the area around the victim? Anybody out walking around? Were there deputies on scene?
There was, I believe, I saw at least one deputy when we first arrived here. He told us that it was an officer-involved shooting. That was the only officer I saw on scene. I didn't see any other people. There may have been a few bystanders, but besides that, maybe one or two cops that I saw when we first arrived.
Okay. When the shooting victim's on the ground and he's being attended to, this weapon that was in his jeans, did you notice it? When did you first see it, if you can describe that?
I first saw it, they had cut his pants all the way up to his hip area, and they had just cut him, and then someone was cutting the rest of the jeans off, and when fire medic, he was trying to remove the jeans from underneath him. When he opened it up, that's when I saw it, and he notified everybody that there was a gun, and so we just kind of stopped for a second. We had notified the police officer on scene, and so he just said, okay, just move it slightly to the side, and we'll take care of it. So we just pulled it from underneath the patient, set it aside, we didn't touch it, and it was kind of inside the jeans, it looked like.
So you saw the jeans being opened by the paramedic, and there's the gun.
Yes.
Could I ask, if you don't know, say you don't know, was the gun attached to his leg or attached to the jeans or just kind of loose or?
It looked like it was loose.
Okay.
It wasn't attached to his leg. It didn't look like it was attached.
Okay.
It looked like maybe it was attached inside of his jeans.
Okay.
But I couldn't really see.
Okay.
What if it was attached at all, or if it was just laying inside the jeans?
Okay. Are you familiar with handguns?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. What color is it?
It was black.
Okay. Are you familiar with handguns enough to know if it was a revolver or a semi-automatic?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Difference.
Okay, that's fine. Just I gotta ask.
Okay.
As far as you know, and if you don't know, tell me. The clothing, was it still at the scene up there?
The clothing, yes.
Okay, so they transported him without his clothing.
They took all clothes off of him.
Okay, all right. Sorry. That's my phone. Okay. Anything else you noticed about the scene? Was he next to something? Was he...
He was laying next to a Ford F-150, I believe, right next to the curb.
Okay. So his was feet. He laying in the asphalt in the parking lot or
yes.
on the grass? Oh, in the asphalt?
He was laying on the asphalt. His feet were almost touching the curb. His head was facing away from the curb.
Okay.
He's kind of almost diagonal with the curb.
Okay. Anything unusual about the truck or the vehicle?
I didn't notice anything unusual. I didn't really observe if there was an actual parking spot right there.
Okay.
Or if it was just, you know, just sitting there.
Okay.
But I didn't notice if it was an unusual spot.
That's no problem. And then to wrap it up, kind of the paramedics and AMR transported them. You remain on scene until I'm now talking to you guys. I kind of commandeered you and had you parked over here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That's going to conclude my interview with Mike. 2015 hours.